This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:09 and 43 seconds. Somebody asked if it was made in Scranton. No, it isn't, but sold there by the great Bacardo family. And it is Thursday, August 28th, 2025. The eve of the great Festa Italiana. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Joseph Box Horvath, formerly of Hazleton. Bob Kisslin, Freedom. Freeland, James Sudsy Fiumi, Pittston, John Gary Cunningham, Scranton, Jerry Hyde, Peckville, and Bernie Befeel, Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you, with our commitment to common sense, a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of this morning. Quickly, just something I want to throw in here. David Harris pointing out, he's got a great Instagram feed. Churches across America are facing a wave of violence, up 730% in just 6 years. 415 hostile acts against Christian churches were reported last year alone. And that, by the way, that doesn't matter. That doesn't count what's happening globally that we know about. Just be aware of that. Well, a festival that has certainly religious overtones, which is great, but is an amazing celebration started decades and decades ago, originally on the Columbus Day weekend, the Festa Italiana. It's starting tomorrow. And who better to talk about that than, he not only like chairs this whole thing, and he'll be running around with, you know, with the cell phone and the pager and the and the walkie-talkie. Our man Chris DiMatteo, Chris, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you,
Roberto? Buongiorno.
Well, Chris, you don't sound tired.
Oh, I'm exhausted, but hey, a lot of adrenaline and Pete DeFreeze keep me going.
This is an incredible weekend. The amount of work that goes in it, nobody could appreciate. It's staggering. But it
was listening to your, you know, the little intro, and so La Festa was started in 1976 when the 250th, I'm sorry, the 200th birthday of this great land, and a lot of ethnic organizations were asked to put on festivals, and it was Columbus Day of 1976 when La Festa got started. And had it not snowed on Columbus Day weekend, I think 1980, it wouldn't have moved to 1981, but to Labor Day weekend. But it's been great. The weather's been great ever since.
Well, that
but,
was a great move. It really was. I remember as a young man and as a kid and a young man how cold it was.
Snowed. The poets said it snowed on. There was snow on their instruments, and they said, "Oh my gosh, how are we gonna keep this going?" But and as far as the religious, you know, Monsignor Sicanolfi has been a longtime member of our committee,
and he keeps us in
line. You know, he makes sure that you know we're family oriented festival, and of course, between him and Father Dave Capilone from St. Anthony, St. Rocco, St. Mary's, and Dunmore, we have that mass on Sunday. Traditionally, it's a 10 a.m. Mass is mostly in Italian.
Yeah.
We have a local celebrity, Thomas T.J. Capobianco, who comes in from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City to sing at the Mass, as well as La Festa. Just, you know, you keep the traditions alive. And, you know, when you lose the language, you lose your heritage a lot. So yeah. We're so happy to Father Dave and Monsignor Sicanolfi for keeping that Mass a tradition.
Is Father Capilone going to sing? I love when he sings.
Yes,
Capilone's great.
Well, even if you're singing, he's going to sing over you. No, beautiful voice. Joe Moffitt and the choir, St. Anthony's, they do, you know, it's just a wonderful job. You're in tears when you leave Mass.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah.
Tears of joy.
That was something I've done. I've got to do that again this year. I haven't done it in a few years. I've got to do that. Hey, so Chris, it's starting Friday.
It's starting Friday, but and I also want to keep to the intro with the theme of and you're terrific at honoring the veterans. Well, as you know, Gene Passarella, yeah. who used the Dempsey name for the band, 100 years old,
yeah.
100 years old.
Yeah.
And so I want all your listeners to, you know, come down on Monday, Labor Day at noon. I know Vince Brust and his ballroom dancers will be down there. Listen to a great big band. I mean, Gene is well known for his accomplishments on the stage. Now he's being recognized for all his accomplishments from the invasion in Europe up until the Battle of the Bulge, where he was wounded. Just an incredible guy. So we're gonna have a few surprises for him. So the more the merrier. That could come down on Labor Day Monday and say thank you to Gene for his service, and thank you for leading a big band. I mean, you close your eyes and you think it's the Glenn Miller Orchestra
yeah.
out there.
Hey, so it starts Friday.
What time? 4:00. Honoring another great musician on Friday night. There's just some terrific entertainment. But you know, we lost Paul LaBelle, a couple of months ago. So the Exact Change band is going to get together, do a nice tribute to Paul at around 5:30, and Civic Ballet Company, Picture Perfect band. That's just some of the entertainment that we have on two stages tomorrow night.
That's the thing about it. It is. I mean, I remember when we redesigned the square. Mm-hmm. I redesigned it with, and I said it's got to accommodate what is our best event, which is Festa Italiana, and that's a four street total courthouse square event. And that's the thing people appreciate. You know, they call it the Italian 500 to walk around the square and check everything out. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, the renovations, it's made for a very safe environment. But if you think about it, and you've traveled to Europe, and many of your listeners have, courthouse square is like our piazza.
Yeah.
You know, where people gather to enjoy themselves, relax, you know, have some conversation, maybe throw on a festival or two. And Lackawanna County Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton is our piazza.
Yep.
So there's, in
That's
fact,
what
we utilize all the space.
One of the squares is called Piazza dell'Arte.
Yeah, and right in the Piazza dell'Arte, we've actually done that. So we've created, we have Mark Gioca, who's a well-known local artist. He'll have some prints there of the local community. But that's where we have our heritage tent. Jeff D'Angelo created a fun-loving, along with Kevin McDonough from Max Signs, a beautiful rendition of Italy as best we can. And then there are volunteers from the old St. Lucie's Parish in Westside. They'll also have a display there. So, when you get to that piazza, you get a little bit of history, you get a bit of heritage to appreciate your Italian culture and the community as well.
Give us how many stands, how many vendors do we got, how many musical acts, all that.
Well, over 70 vendors, over 70, 60 acts that are performing. Bob, you don't have to have a dime to come down to La Fest and just enjoy it. As far as, buying food, there's all different cuisine. I mean, it's mostly Italian. It's probably 80% of the vendors are Italian. And local restaurants, that's family restaurants. We're bringing Old Forge, we're bringing Dunmore, we bring all these great restaurants and family recipes to downtown Scranton that weekend. Yeah, we have a couple of bakers that come in from the Brooklyn, Staten Island area. But again, mostly local bakers, local vendors as well. And as far as the entertainment goes, we've imported some talent from the Philadelphia, New York area as far as the Italian vocalists go. But, we're really happy that, the cameos will be coming back. Old friends celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, wow.
The Long Old Brothers. Nikki Rasmus is just, she's beautiful, terrific, wonderful voice, does a great tribute show to Connie Francis. Of course, your friend Daddy-O and the Sax Maniacs on Sunday night as well. But I want to highlight Lorenzo Pugliese, Nick the Shoemaker. This would be his grandson.
Yep.
He's really got a name for himself. He's performed all over the country with some different Broadway shows. And
he was Sonny and Cher in the Cher deal.
Yeah, he was Sonny.
Yeah. He's world class.
He is. And I was doing a Marco Morsinko jazz event back in December, and I was on stage with Lorenzo, and I said, "Boy, it'd be great if you could come and perform at La Fest." And we started talking about Frankie Valli, and he goes, "Well, Chris, that's one of the characters I do. I kind of have a Frankie Valli."
Wow.
So he's performed in some shows like that. So Kenny McGraw, we thought Lorenzo was going to be on tour this particular weekend, and he was able to get a break. So we're going to do a very abbreviated Frankie Valli tribute show on Saturday night, right before another local person who now I think is in the Philadelphia area, Frank Provenzano, does a great Billy Joel tribute.
Amazed. After all these years, you're making it better every year. You guys are making it better every year.
Bob, Connie Francis just passed away. If you come down and see Nikki at 4 o'clock on Sunday, close your eyes, you think it's Connie Francis.
Yeah.
Same with Billy Joel. I mean, with all that he's been going through with him and his family in the news, and to celebrate these great performers, there's nothing like real
you have your Dean Martin guy.
Music.
Is your Dean Martin guy coming in this year?
Yeah. Well,
now,
yeah, Dean and I.
Chris, I tell you, I'm a groupie for a lot of these bands. But I get to see them during the year at various places, like Daddy-O and Picture Perfect and these guys, and even Kenny McGraw. But I get to see – I'm a Chris DiMatteo groupie, and I admit it.
We love it.
And your beautiful parents are going to be there.
Yep.
And I'll be there to watch you. And
you
the
make
Dean
sure
Martin
your mother
guy.
Has a chair at your. You make sure your mother has a chair at your table because
she's
she
been
was
invited.
My first,
she's been invited.
My first to come. You know, Frank, Kenny, and I have been together about 40 years. But the first accompanist I had, I think, when I was 7 years old, was Anne-Marie Cordaro in your living room.
Now, just for the audience, please listen to this. I know Chris DiMatteo since one of the things we used to do when someone would have a baby in the neighborhood, and we're 4, 5, 6 years old. I watched Chris DiMatteo be brought into his home when he was born. That's how long I know Chris DiMatteo.
Yep.
Well,
but it's a fun show. Yeah. We enjoy. We kind of do it like the Rat Pack did. We don't rehearse. We've got Kenny backs us up. But I have to say, our friend Dean Martin is bringing in his special friend Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, neat!
And this Marilyn Monroe that's coming in, she's been on a number of television shows and movies in her own right. So it's gonna. We don't know what's gonna happen. That's the fun of it. So yeah, we're gonna have a good time.
So much work. We thank you and the whole committee for putting this together every year. It really is the highlight of a lot of people's year, and deservedly so. I'll be excited to be there all weekend, and thank you for doing it. Friday, 4 o'clock kickoff.
Check the website. Yep, check the website out and all this stuff.
What does it say? Festa Italiana?
LaFestaItaliana.org.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you telling us all about it. You will see me.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Bye. Chris DiMatteo, Festa Italiana, kicking off tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Lackawanna County Courthouse Square. No matter where you are listening to me, it's worth the trip. We'll be back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you go to the Bloomsburg Legion, you'll see beautiful memorials outside that building. And one of them says, what is a veteran? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, I would add peacetime or in war, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. Believe it. Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. And Basiliga Hospitality, Sergey's, and Aterra 519. There'll be a place to stop this weekend during Festa Italiana. John Cunningham. He was 82. We lost him July 7th. He was born in Scranton and a native of the Newfoundland Greentown area. He loved the Pocono Mountains, where he enjoyed hunting and fishing. He was a home builder for 30 years in Wayne, Pike, and Monroe counties. He and his wife, Fran, moved to Florida in 2017. He is survived by his wife of 57 years, Frances Cunningham of Clark Summit, a sister, and many other family members. He was a graduate of Greenbrier Sterling High School in Newfoundland in 1960. He then entered Lackawanna Junior College and earned an associate degree. On June 3rd, 1964, he joined the Army Reserve, serving over 5 years and rising to the rank of sergeant. He attended Penn State Dunmore campus and became a realtor. John Cunningham. James Sudsy Fiume, Pittston. He passed away at the age of 100 on August 21st at the Geno Murley Veterans Center. He was born in Pittston, graduate of Pittston High School. He was preceded in death by his wife, Marjorie, brothers, and other family members. He survived by his son, James. They live in Virginia, his grandchildren, and many other family members. James served us in World War II as a combat engineer and was awarded the Soldier's Medal. He then continued his service in the U.S. Army Reserve 300th Field Hospital for 35 years. Life member and fourth degree Knight of Columbus of the St. Rocco's Parish. He worked at PennDOT as a state electrical inspector for over 25 years. Special thanks to the Geno Murley Center from James Sudsy Fiume. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga. And as we go to Festa Italiana, a nice stop in at Aterra 519 and the nightclub Sergey's. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly to mostly sunny and milder with a chance of evening showers, 75 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48 is the low. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cool Friday, just 70 degrees. Saturday, sunny, high 72. Sunday, sunny and milder, high 78. Monday, Labor Day, sunny and mild, 78. I was actually going to ask Chris DiMatteo. I don't know if there has been this great of a warm weather forecast for the Festa. There's always some kind of rain or something, right? At least as far as I recall. So good stuff. I love that.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Barry Maguire, this date 1965, moving up the charts with his hit Eve of Destruction. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Pat from Mountaintops loves the salute to the veterans. And I like to keep adding to it, too, by the way. Oh, somebody texted, let me see if they identified themselves. But it says, Bob, just so everybody knows, and they think that Rob Bresnahan is vulnerable. Okay? And I got to tell you, he's not. And we're going to win that race and that reelection, not only because he's a quality guy, but he is doing an amazing job for us as our congressman. And we're going to have Mayor Many Names running for that office. She's running for that office before she ever even accomplishes anything as mayor of Scranton. So there's your, and she's a left-wing lunatic on top of all that. But somebody points out, Rob Bresnahan, who has an advisor trading for him, but they disclose his trades regardless. And he's not privy to any more inside information than we are as a first-term, 7-month congressperson. And somebody texted in a list. Ro Khanna, one of the big supposed moderates in the Democrat Party, he's nothing but, nothing of the kind. Ro Khanna from California, 2,900 trades for $41 million. Another trading for $37 million. Senator Blumenthal, despicable human being. 192 trades for $34 million. He's not even close, as our great listener points out, to near the top. And that, by the way, that doesn't even count Nancy Pelosi. Please. You're not going to get the whole truth out of these newspapers, frankly, or the morning show. It's just not going to happen. Not going to happen. Somebody takes in, Paige has been running for governor since she first ran for school board. Yeah. She certainly doesn't, wherever she is, she wants to be someplace else. And that's the case with Mayor, which is part of the reason she's done such a horrible job. She doesn't want to be there. That's why she quit school board before she had to make a tough decision or take a tough vote. Yeah, really helped out the school district. Well, we couldn't get to her yesterday. And being the diva she is, I'm amazed we got her to call back today. It's Lorraine. She's from Hazleton, and she has a poem and a theme song, actually two of them. Hi, Lorraine.
Hiya, Bob, many names. Oh, my gosh. I went through all the names in a book in my head here talking to myself. I think my phone went dead here.
Listen, you diva. You didn't even hang on for 5 minutes yesterday.
Oh, baloney. My God. I've been hanging on so much, I have a ring around my neck. Jeez.
All for a lousy poem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just to tell us.
Lousy Bob, many names.
Just to spread joy. It took you this much effort. That says something about you, Lorraine.
Yeah, I'm terrific.
Yes, exactly.
I'm patient.
You're not part Polish, are you?
Nope.
See, that's the only part of me that's patient is my Polish part.
Oh, maybe the Slovak. That.
Well, the Slovaks Slovaks are a little more patient too. But the Polish people, I just remember waiting in lines in Poland, and I used that to console myself whenever I was waiting in a line.
I'll let you do that.
All right, Lorraine, you've got a poem. You've promised. You've got to deliver.
Now I'm going to wait. Make you wait. Okay. Bob, many names. Okay. That's going to be your new name. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, on a wing and a prayer. Some people walk through life on a wing and a prayer. This process can be very difficult to do. You may be hanging on to a wing while counting on a prayer to come through for you. We often look to our friends for help or advice. Many times they may make promises that they cannot keep. Our spirits then take a nosedive. It is in these moments that we have to dig deep. They say that prayer is very powerful, but many people do give up hope. And in this day and age, it can be very unbearable to try and cope. If I suggest not to give up, this action is easier said than done, because advice is one thing people would rather give than receive. Now is the time to turn to the Lord, for he would be the only reliable one.
Nice. Well, we've got left-wing politicians dismissing prayer as our response. And that, boy, does that piss me off. I've got to tell you, hearing that.
Language.
I know.
Listen, yes, when I was watching that mayor, is it? Saying about, he doesn't want to hear about prayer or whatever, thoughts and prayers. And then he goes right into the next line. Oh, the kids were in mass praying. I thought, wow, did you hear what you just said?
Yeah. No, they don't get that. There's no self-awareness there. None.
Yeah.
None. Well, Lorraine, thank you. And I appreciate your patience with us. It's mostly the Bulldog's fault.
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
He's smiling on the other side of the glass. I can tell it's his fault.
You owe me a visit.
Okay.
Bring me some pierogies or meatballs.
I'll bring Chauncey.
Oh, no.
I'm bringing the Bulldog and the Bull Mastiff.
Oh, no. No, you have to leave him in the car. I have to put him on my porch or something. Cheers.
All right. Well, thank you, Lorraine. We appreciate it.
Okay, I have to say fuzzy wuzzy.
For Mark Mayer, our pleasure. Thank you, dear. Talk to you soon. Have a good Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, terrific. I'll see you.
Get up to the festa. That'll make your weekend. Hey, quickly, Mother Teresa for August 28th. I don't want to forget it. If you hear of someone who doesn't want to have her child, who wants to have an abortion, try to convince her to bring the child to me. Tell her to go to the Providence Pregnancy Center, I'll also tell you. I will love that child who is a sign of God's love. I don't think any human heart should dare to take life or any human hand be raised to destroy life. Life is the life of God in us. Life is the greatest gift that God has bestowed on human beings. And man has been created in the image of God. Life belongs to God, and we have no right to destroy it. Mother Teresa for today. Powerful message. We'll take a break and be back. The Beatles. Murph tells us this date, 1966, they performed before 45,000 fans at Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles, in their final tour of the U.S. They started the show with rock and roll music, and that's why we played it today. Bob Cadaro back, and of course, Bill Clinton. William Jefferson Clinton, renominated for a second term at the National Convention in Chicago this date, 1996. The days, I look at them wistfully, the days of normal Democrats. Somebody asked, Bob, why was your mayor, meaning Mayor Paige Cagnetti of Scranton, in the Luzerne County papers yesterday? She has nothing to do with us, and I have seen the streets in Scranton and feel sorry for the residents for many reasons besides that. She's a shameless politician. Hope people wise up. LTS from Mountaintop. Well, it's going to be partly your decision in Luzerne County. She's running for Congress. I've been saying that for, 8 months now, longer? She hasn't been performing as mayor. She's been running for higher office. She's moving on. That's what she did as a school director. That's what she did at each one of her jobs. Eventually, you're going to get exposed for doing nothing and accomplishing nothing. And here we are. Nothing has happened in the city of Scranton. There's a great Republican candidate, Trish Beinan. But my guy is Gene Barrett, and I think he's the guy that can win. And it's important that he win. They're not going to elect a Republican for mayor in Scranton. They're just not going to do it. But Democrats and Democrat voters can vote with some sensibility and get her out of office. She's got to go. Hey, I mentioned a guy named Andrew Massimilian, manager at Ransom Recreational Shooting Sports. And he wrote you could call it an op-ed, but he wrote into the Times Tribune regarding gun control. The last time there was an incident in New York City. Remember the guy with the gun going into the, killed the off-duty cop in Manhattan? He says, editor, we can always count on your paper to print illogical rants when it comes to guns. And the August 4 editorial where it lent its voice to the New York Daily News, which is a stupid, idiotic paper. It's sold for a dollar. That's how good that paper is. And the Scranton Times, because they're too lazy to write their own editorials, they borrow the Daily News editorials. Anyway, he continues. The writer whines that the axiom, guns don't kill people, people kill people, is a fallacy only the gullible believe. And that the rifle used to murder four in the recent New York City shooting is responsible, not the shooter's motive. Using that flawed logic, cars cause traffic accidents, not poor driving, and computer keyboards are blameful for foolish editorials, not smug. Oh, darn it, I pressed the wrong darn button, you bozo. Where the heck is it? Let's see if it comes back up for me. Nah, I lost it. Anyway, a great, smart editorial. And really just clever. And I my apologies. I lost it and was in the middle of reading it and touched something and it went off. Anyway, I point out, and I say it all the time. Thank you to Andrew Massimilian for that. What did they say when the trucks mowed over people in Europe and then in Manhattan on the east side? What did they say then? What did they say when it happened in Wisconsin? Oh, we should ban trucks? We should ban vans? What did they say? You know, it's just, it's silliness. Crazy stuff. We just can't play this game with the left. They are wrong about everything. They're wrong about everything. Somebody says, Bob, what was that nonsense mayor many names posted about her accomplishments? Any of that true? Yeah, things that happened while in the things, you know what you could call it? Things that happened without my help in the last 5 years. That's what her accomplishments could be. Lee points out, you can tell it's election time in Scranton. They're actually paving some streets. And by the way, I got a building knocked down that I was complaining about that I drive by every day. But it sat there for 5 years, but it got knocked down in time for the election. Somehow. What a crazy thing. What a crazy thing. Hey, I look my Bicardo's watch. It tells me it's 11 o'clock and change. And remember, at Bicardo's, not only, by the way, finest jewelry store you'll go to, period. That's where I buy Cutie all of her gifts. Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Bicardo watches like the one I'm wearing, and more. Well, they say it's 11 and change, so it means it's time for the news. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.